Hey, this is Mike and Chelsea from the Q103 Breakfast Show, and welcome, you gorgeous, beautiful individual, to the very first Mike and Chelsea Best Of. I've actually got to go now.
What?
I've got to run, but can you guys take over?
Why?
It's your ball. Run with it.
It's your contract. You've got to stay.
This is work.
You're the big earner. It pays the bills, isn't it?
But it's my little son Lucas' sports day.
What's more important, your little son who's got another parent or us two who've got none?
Yeah, and if you don't work, he won't be at school.
Good point, Chelsea. Well put.
Right, so he's gone. Shall we just carry on? I mean, we're the true professionals.
We're the talent of the group, my little office in disgrace. So, what's coming up?
Well, there's loads. We've got Does Your Manc Accent Hold You Back? You know, when you're like, ayaw, that kind of thing.
Do it again.
Ayaw.
Yeah, don't do it again.
All right, okay. Nicole Scherzinger pops in.
Nicole what? Nicole Scherzinger. Is it a soft sh?
Scherzinger popped in. And Hayley from Coronation Street, Julie Hesmondahl. She is not dead. She's in fact alive and well and joined us in the studio.
What other thing you've not mentioned, Chelsea, is the fact that you also hit a child this week.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. Mike and Chelsea.
Saturday nights will never be the same now that Nicole Scherzinger has ended her tenure as the UK favourite judge on The X Factor. But as the good Lord closes one door, he opens up a bay window, because it means she has got time to be with us here today. It's Nicole Ruddy Scherzinger!
Yay! Hallelujah!
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Isn't it weird seeing her in real life?
It is.
We've seen her on the
telly. I can't stop looking at her hair.
That's good hair.
I've got hair envy.
Oh,
that's
envy.
Envy?
Yeah. Can I just ask you right up front, what shampoo do you use?
You've never seen my Herbal Essences.
Do you definitely use that? I'm just checking.
Well, no, she's not going to plug Head and Shoulders.
She does also pretend that she washes it on a plane. So I'm just
checking.
There is that.
Don't you?
Now, listen, what do we call you? Do we call you Nicole, Scherzy, Knick Knack? What can we call you?
All of the above.
All of the above. Scherzinger is a crazy name, isn't it?
They call me Scherzy, they call me Nick, anything. Yeah.
You're originally from Hawaii, aren't you?
I was born in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But I'm of Hawaiian, Ukrainian, Filipino descent.
Well, aren't we all? What kind of weird mixed up combo is that?
Yeah, I know. I'm a melting pot of all sorts.
Do you live by the Hawaiian spirit? What's it called? The Aloha spirit? Haloa? Haloa?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yes, the Aloha spirit.
Okay.
Sometimes people, they love Hawaii and they fall in love, they go there and then we say they're Hawaiian at heart.
Yeah.
Because they have the Aloha spirit and the Aloha heart.
I once had a Hawaiian band in here and they did me a little Mike Tulin jingle.
A what?
A Hawaiian Mike Tulin jingle, and it went something like this. You ready? Na 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 hula kabuchi kudi karacha mamaki tuli and na 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 mula hula morning wakey wakey. Do you want me to carry on?
No, I think you're making that up.
I'm not. Honestly,
just see what I have to work with.
Sriracha in there. You added things that weren't even Hawaiian. You were like
Mike and Chelsea in the morning on Q103.
So there's a survey out right from the University of Manchester says that Mancunians feel uneasy talking in a Mancunian accent at job interviews, at work, and on the phone. I think we've got Dave on the line. Morning, Dave. Are you there, Dave?
Hey, mate. Hi, morning, mate.
Hello, fella. How are you? You okay?
I'm fine, mate. Morning, Chelsea. Morning, Matt.
Morning, mate.
All right, mate. So whereabouts in Manchester are you from, Dave?
Well, originate from Withington, but we like to call it Bernage.
Didsbury Borders. Okay, Dave. And do you ever change your Manc accent when you're on the phone or anything?
No, I refuse to change it. But the problem I have is when I go abroad, people say to me, "Are you from Liverpool?"
Oh, that's annoying,
what?
Isn't it?
Then I have to put my accent on proper and say, "No, I'm from Manchester."
Manchester. Well, listen, I tell you what. If we've got a Manc dictionary here, Dave. If we give you, let's try and work out if you are 100% Manc, right? We'll give you a phrase, and you've got to tell us what you think it means in a bit more English, right? So we'll give you the Manc. You've got to give us the dictionary English. Okay, here we go.
All right, our kid. Do you want a chuddy?
All right. Would you like a chewing gum?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. He's
well,
passed
yes.
The test.
I mean, strictly, David, it's hello, friend. Would you care for a stick of this chewing gum? Chelsea's got one.
What about this one, Dave? Someone's nicked me kecks. Can't be my with all this.
Someone stole my underwear.
Well, strictly, some fellow has stolen my trousers. This is a real inconvenience.
What about this, Dave? I'm gagging for a drink. That exam was well hard.
That was rubbish, man.
I'm really parched.
Yes! Mike and Chelsea in the morning. And the Q103 World Cup sweepstake rumbles on. Tonight, of course, it's Brazil versus Germany, 9 o'clock in the semi-finals of the World Cup. We have for Brazil, Nicole and Ashley. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, you okay?
Good, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
And Leslie from Bury for Germany. Good morning to you, Leslie.
Good morning.
Okay, so listen, well done to you both. Leslie, how do you rate Germany's chances? I think they're the favourites going into the game tonight, aren't they? How do you rate Germany's chances tonight against Brazil, Leslie?
I think they're going to do it, really. I think they're going to win tonight.
Will you be watching?
Yes.
Is it true that you're in an unusual destination right now to watch this game?
I am.
Leslie, where are you?
I'm in Spain.
Whereabouts in Spain are you?
In Benalmadena.
I'm sorry?
Benalmadena.
Benalmadena. Yeah. Is that how... I've seen signs for that place. I've never known if you call it Benalmadena or Benalmadena. I think you call it Benalmadena. If you are from the Costa del Sol, you would call it Benalmadena. Puerto Banús and Marbella.
Are there lots of English fans supporting Germany tonight in that part of the world?
Of course there are.
They are tonight. All right. I've been telling everybody.
All right, well, listen, I hope you enjoy the game tonight. You're probably going to watch it in something like Dave's bar, aren't you?
I can just imagine Germany scoring or winning. The whole bar's quiet and Leslie just like leaps.
Yes! Schneider! And, of course, for Brazil tonight, Nicole in Ashley. Now, Brazil, I mean, they've shown some flashes of brilliance in this tournament so far, haven't they? But they've got Neymar out. And what's his name? Thiago Silva's out. He got that yellow card, so he's suspended. So two of their best players are out tonight, Nicole. Do you still think Brazil could do it?
I still think they can do it. I think it'll beat them 2-0.
2-0.
Wow.
You know, love your optimism.
Nicola, are you really...
I know.
Are you
trying to be optimistic.
Are you really, really into this? Because I know you were massively into it even when England were in the tournament. How much do you care about this now?
I care about it a lot, to be honest. I'd love Brazil to win, but I'd also like Holland to win as well.
Right.
Right. Why Holland in particular?
Because of Van der Haal.
Yeah, of course.
And my son has also got Holland in a sweepstake, in a family sweepstake, and he really wants him to win.
Are the prizes as good as they are in this one, though?
No, they're not, and that's another reason why I want to win.
Did you see the footy last night, Matt?
I'll tell you what, right? I thought it would be pretty tight. Obviously, Brazil without the best players, but I thought overall it could go either way.
Yeah.
It was one of those. A few people said Brazil, a few people said Germany, but it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for the whole of the country.
It is crazy to think that you know, had Neymar been playing, you know, the Brazil might have only been, you know, 7-2 down. Nicola, is it Nicola? Yes, yeah, Nicola and Ashley.
Oh, Nicola
and Ashley.
Nicola.
Yeah.
This is the music for you and your team, of course, in the World Cup sweepstake with Q103. You were Brazil. Oh,
terrible.
Nicola. Oh,
did you watch it, Nicola?
Yeah, I was completely shell-shocked.
Oh.
What went wrong, Nicola?
I don't know. I thought it had been a brilliant semi-final. I was shocked. I was in shock.
Did the Q103 prize pack just seem like it was getting further and further away?
I want those hair extensions.
You know they always...
Up after 25 minutes.
You know in football they talk about making schoolboy errors? Well, there will now be schoolboy football teams who talk about, oh, that was a right Brazilian error. Mike and Chelsea. Mike and
Chelsea. Right, so that's not bad. It's gone all right so far, the first half of the first Best of Mike and Chelsea podcast. If you're still keen, go back to Facebook maybe and download the second one. I'm going to stick it up there right now.